Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is the Jay Cardiello Show. Get off the scale. Here's Jay.
Diets. Some of you may be shocked about what I'm saying because I'm a fitness professional in the health industry. But I just want to let you know, I want to make this clear, that diets don't work. I'm against dieting for weight loss, and many of you may be confused by my words, but I want to say this. There is no sustainable outcomes when it comes to dieting. We see it in the celebrity magazines, we see it on TV, 21-day fixes, all these promises. In 90 days, you will see this. What results will you see? What happens at the 91st day? What happens at the 22nd day? What happens when you follow that new celebrity trend, whether it's juicing, whether it's a secret pill? Well, let me tell you now, there is no secret solution. If you want to make change, if you want sustainable change, you have to work on the 6 inches that separate your ears. I say this to many people and they get confused by this because we're so ingrained with diets. We're so ingrained by that quick fix, that secret pill that can change your life. Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. It's not going to change your lifestyle because there is no sustainable outcome. You know, right now we're at an obesity and overweight of at 67% in America. That's scary. That means 60% of America is either overweight or obese. And what are we doing about it? We're going at quick fixes. We're going at diets designed for other people. And we're making these staples of our lifestyles. Why? I'm going to say it again. I do not believe in diets and they don't work. I'm going to speak from a personal level. I'm going to share some information with you guys. Growing up, I had two obese parents. My mother and father struggled with weight a whole life. I saw them yo-yo dieting, going up and down, doing the baby food diet, and that's going to age how old I am. But what happened one day is I lost my father. Through cardiac illness and disease, and the chronic illnesses and disease that are associated with yo-yo dieting and obesity, I had to lay my father to rest. See, as I go back to what I stated before, it's 6 inches. It's making the change with your mind. It's not enlisting in a 21-day fix. It's not enlisting in a super pill. It's not reading the latest celebrity craze. And I want to go after these celebrity craze because I used to be the editor for many of these magazines, and it would sicken me. It would sicken me that this is the way that America looked at how to lose weight. But again, what happens when that time is over? What happens at the 21st day? What are you going to do? If you want to make change, if you want to change your lifestyle, start changing what you say to yourself. Start focusing on 4 things. When I always talk to people, and when I talk to crowds, and when I'm working with clients, I talk about 4 things. 4 things when it comes to food, when it comes to fitness, and when it comes to making sustainable change, real changes with you. The first one may shock people, and I say this a lot. People say, oh, how do I go on a diet? What do I do? I say, go to bed. They say, wait, what? And they say, okay, maybe I can relate that too. I'm going to go to bed when I'm hungry to avoid the fridge. Many of us are sleep deprived. I would say about 80% of America is sleep deprived. And I understand there's stress, there's parents. I'm a parent. I have a 3-year-old, and I got to tell you something. It's hard. It's hard as a father when you're trying to put your son down and he's screaming, he doesn't want to go, and he wants that last story, and it's the 5th book you've read. But if you're not getting adequate sleep, what is adequate sleep? Adequate sleep is between 6 and 8 hours a night. And that's hard. You may say, Jay, how could that be possible? I mean, what do I need to do to get that sleep? Well, that's one of the first things. One of the first things that you need to do is put other people on a diet. Shut off your phone a 30 minutes before you go to bed. And upon waking, do not touch your phone. We have a rule in our house that we are not allowed to touch our cell phones. My wife and I made a commitment to each other that when we wake up, say it's at 5:30, say it's 5 o'clock, we give ourselves a 30 minutes to to get out of that cold bed, get out of that warm bed into that cold floor, that cold room, and adjust. See, sleep is so imperative. People don't realize where bodies are in a catabolic state. When you're in a catabolic state, what happens? You're hungry. You're trying to recharge, regain. Think about it. Let's go back to the high school days. Let's go back to your college days. Get with me for a second on this. If you're staying up all night, or you wake up in the middle of the night, uneasy, unrested, you're not saying, well, you know what? I'll have an arugula salad with grilled chicken and some lemon. No, you're saying, get me the Häagen-Dazs. Sleep is so imperative, and it's one of the first things that I implement with any client that I am working with. 6 to 8 hours. How do you do it? Couple things. Shut off. Put people on a diet. Shut your phone off a half hour before you're going to bed. De-stress. Decompress. If you need some substitutes, there's certain things like tart cherry juice. It's a natural melatonin. Throw on some socks. It'll keep the body at even temperature. On a more eccentric note, purple. Have your sheets purple. You may think that's very eccentric, very crazy, but it's a calming color. And colors are very important in certain things. And we're going to learn more about color in a little bit. Number two, I point out with a lot of my clients or people I work with or people I talk to, is stress. How do we decompress? How do we get the stress, Jay? Well, the phone is one of the biggest things. You bring it on. Set boundaries. Limit your use of the phone and limit the use of the computer. You have to give back to yourself if you want to get something out of yourself. Take 5 minutes each morning and breathe. Take 10 minutes and shut your phone off before you walk in the door to your house. And don't answer the phone. Don't send a text and don't send an email upon waking. Next, I want to talk about nutrition. And guys are saying, wait, how do you go on a diet? You haven't even talked about exercise and nutrition. Yes, because it goes in this order. Food. 80% of all fitness success happens with food. And we see these things of the organic diet, the gluten-free diet. And we like to thank Miley Cyrus for the gluten-free diet. It's not a diet. Only 1% of America actually suffers from celiac disease. It's an immune disease. And gluten is a protein. And organic has to do with the soil. So it has nothing to do with a diet. Make sure you're incorporating fruits and vegetables. Go fishing 2 to 3 times a week. And water, half your body weight in ounces a day. That's the diet. That's the secret, water. It naturally suppresses your appetite, keeps your body functioning, keeps your brain working at optimal level. And fitness, the fourth pillar, the fourth thing that I talk about, and one of the last things I talk about, is this. Implement things that will cause you to have a habit. Try standing on one leg while brushing your teeth. Dance while you're getting dressed in the morning. Throw your sofa cushion on the floor and stand on one leg to increase symmetry, balance, and stability. Try that with your family. Guys, I want to say this, and I want to make this clear, and I'm going to want to end with this. Diets, unless implemented by a medical physician or a registered dietitian, should only be followed. Stop following the magazines, stop looking for the quick fixes, and start investing in you. Go to sleep, de-stress, eat fruits and vegetables, drink your water, and implement exercise that you can make a habit with. I'm here for you. I'm going to give you the truth. Let's put the diets on a diet. Start investing in you, and let's make you a better you today. Thank you so much for joining me. Remember, diets do not work.